We ought to do so, understanding that Jesus seizes this opportunity to love us, not dwelling on our sins. We dwell on our sins. Jesus does not. All you need to do is read the parable of the prodigal son. I presume you're familiar with the parable of the prodigal son. The older son, you recall, is really peeved. He is very unhappy, and he dwells on the sins of his younger brother. And he wants his father to dwell on the sins of his younger brother. And make his younger brother pick up all the pieces, do whatever it takes to patch all this up, before talking about any party. But the father can't even begin to understand that line of reasoning. It's really striking. The father almost seems naive when you read that parable. You see his concern, and this parable is to reveal to us how Jesus looks at us when we come to receive forgiveness from him. He does not look at our sins. He looks at the one he wants to love. Of course, he's aware of everything. But his focus is each one of us personally, and he's just waiting to embrace us. And we're coming along completely self-absorbed, worried about all of these things. All we need to do is just give them and let go and let ourselves be embraced. The parable obliges us to go much further than we would ever dare regarding God's mercy. In the Catechism we read, only the heart of Christ, who knows the depths of his Father's love, could reveal to us the abyss of his mercy in so simple and beautiful a way. Okay, I have three final questions that come to mind. Well, it came to mind as I was trying to prepare. The first one is, how effective is God's forgiveness when we tend to confess the same things over and over and over? I mean, a lot of people, when they go to confession, and I'm not revealing any secrets here, okay? Is that, well, I'm really embarrassed because I confessed this last time, and the time before that, and the time before that. Well, it leads to a very logical question. Well, how effective is God's forgiveness if I'm coming back to confess the same thing each time? Well, I think the recurrence that we experience when it comes to not loving underscores a couple of things. First of all, it underscores that God takes our cooperation very seriously. Otherwise put, we are not forgiven without us, without our input. This recurrence also underscores the very mysterious nature of what God allows us. We can ask the question, you know, why does God allow this? When I ask him, Lord, I don't want to continue doing this, please. It's not loving, you're all about love, so why don't you just make me stop? And yet, mysteriously, knowing that God is at work, it doesn't just magically stop. God mysteriously allows certain struggles in our life. Why? Not because he's masochistic, or sadistic and having fun like a puppeteer watching us stumble, but because these struggles which God allows, these permissions of God, oblige us to enter into deeper surrender, deeper deliberate dependence on him, which means greater intimacy. This recurrence also underscores the fact, it seems to me, that the forgiveness that we receive must be followed by a healing of the effects. Because we can be forgiven for our sin, but we inflict damage, so to speak, when we sin. And it takes time for that to heal, and we must contribute to the healing of the damage that was done. The second question that came to mind for me is a question regarding what I find to be that very troubling petition in the Our Father. Does anybody here find troubling? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I don't like that. To me it sounds like my being forgiven is contingent upon my forgiving. In other words, I'll be forgiven to the degree or to the measure that I forgive. And there are days where it's kind of small. So I don't like that petition. What exactly is Jesus saying to us? What does Jesus reveal? Because he gives us that prayer in that particular petition. Well, I think we need to make a very important distinction so as to be able not to circumvent the issue, but really to understand. A distinction between our intentions and our choices and our visible actions. Intentions and actions.